Welcome to Sacred Heart of the Rose. We're an IRS-approved 501c3, all-volunteer spiritual ministry that synthesizes many of the wonderful qualities found in religions all across the world through time. Whether you consider yourself a pagan, agnostic, Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, or member of any other organized established religion, you may find a new spiritual home with Sacred Heart of the Rose. You do not have to disavow your prior membership or affiliations to belong here. It's early May in the spring of 2020, and earlier this morning I was sitting outside listening to the sun come up by virtue of the birds that were singing and the breeze blowing through wind chimes, and it reminded me of a poem by John Milton called Song of May Morning. So I wanted to offer that as today's reading. Here we go. Song of May Morning. Now the bright morning star, day's harbinger, comes dancing from the east and leads with her the flowery May, who from her green lap throws the yellow cowslip and the pale primrose. Hail, bounteous May, that dost inspire mirth and youth and warm desire. Woods and groves are of thy dressing, hill and dale doth boast thy blessing. Thus we salute thee with our early song, and welcome thee, and wish thee long. I love that. I think that's very inspiring, and I do hope that this nice weather continues. We're in central Indiana, and it tends to get pretty humid here pretty quickly, but right now it's lovely out, and in spite of everybody being quarantined and isolated, I hope that most of you can at least step out onto a front porch or a back porch or a little bit of your yard and take in some of the beauty of the day. Flowers are blooming, and birds are singing, sun is shining, and we all must hope for the best for the future, and that's the message that I wanted to leave you with.
Carry love, have faith in the divine, hold hope in your heart, practice charity towards others, all will be revealed. Thank you for joining us at Sacred Heart of the Rose. Here we seek to understand, to balance and rebalance our inner selves with the outer world, and to try to find peace, love, and joy in everything we do. Please join us on this spiritual journey. Together, we can find what we're looking for.
Thank you to James Weston for the instrumental music that plays at the end of our podcast.